Here at God's Big Story, we know that your kids love reading and learning about Jesus. Well, today we've got something great for kids of all ages from our friends at Kaleidoscope.
Parents, maybe you've wondered, how does my child transition from storybook Bibles to full-length adult translations? You know, it's sort of that tricky second to fifth grade territory where they're not babies anymore, but they're also not quite ready for an adult translation.
That's where Kaleidoscope comes in. They take each book of the Bible and faithfully retell it in engaging kid-friendly chapter books, from Genesis all the way to Revelation. And now they have really big news, like really big news. They are recording each of their books as audiobooks for Yodo players.
So go ahead and hop on their website at readkaleidoscope.com to check them out and maybe order a book or a Yodo card with 10% off using the code BIGSTORY.
Kaleidoscope, the new kid in kids' Bibles.
You're listening to God's Big Story, a podcast for kids. Every week, we teach the Bible, sing the Bible, and talk about what it means with a friend or two. I'm your host, Julie, and I'm here with my co-host, Matt.
Julie!
Okay, that's my name. Don't wear it out. Okay, seriously, what's up with you?
Julie, I can't believe that we've made it to the end of the season. I don't know about you, but I am way smarter than when we started season 10. And my vocabulary is about 1,000 times better.
No kidding. Sovereign, communicable, attribute. Those are really big words. And I even know how to use them all.
How about you, listeners? Did you gather up some new fancy words for your vocabulary this season? Do you feel like you grew in your understanding of God?
You know, Matt, I can't wait to hear the questions our listeners are going to ask us in our upcoming Ask Matt and Julie episode. I bet they ask us super hard questions. But for today, we still have one more attribute to learn about this season.
Oh, I can't wait to hear the questions, too. I'm always up for a challenge.
So, Julie, what is the last attribute we'll be learning about this season?
Get ready to add another big word to your list, Matt, because today's attribute is attentive. It means that God hears and responds to his people.
So God can hear and respond to everybody? Everywhere? At the same time? That's a big job. I'm pretty sure this is also an incommunicable attribute because I can only be attentive to like one or maybe two people at a time.
I don't know, Matt. Maybe. And then again, maybe not. You know, we have a friend who's very attentive. Maybe she can help. She's a 911 operator.
Let's say 911 operator together. 911 operator.
Did someone say 911 operator?
We sure did. Well, hello. It's our good friend, Brittany. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Julie and Matt. When you call, I respond.
We know. And that's exactly why we invited you to the show, Brittany. We know that your job requires you to listen and respond to the needs of a lot of people.
Yeah. Brittany, tell us all about your job.
10-4, Julie and Matt. I get to be the person on the other end of the phone when someone calls 911. Then, depending on what the caller says, I dispatch, or in other words, I send out fire, police, and maybe an ambulance, whatever the caller needs.
I hope all of our listeners have all been taught that if they're ever in an emergency, they should find a phone and call 911 right away. But can they call for like any type of emergency?
Great question. They can, and should call 911 if they are ever in an emergency. They should also call 911 if someone else is having an emergency and needs help, especially if they can't call on their own.
Wow. In your job, it sounds like you have to be ready for anything. What type of skills does someone need to do your job?
Oh man, great question. I think it's important to stay ready all the time. You never know when someone will call, and I'm always ready if they do. A 911 operator also needs to be a very good listener. When people need help right away, it's so important that they don't have to repeat themselves when they're talking to me. I have to listen well, and I have to listen closely.
You have to be attentive.
That's a great way of putting it, Matt. Once I've listened closely, then I need to respond to what the caller needs. So, a person in my job needs to be able to act quickly and decisively. Sometimes I have to be willing to do something other than what the caller wants if it's not what's best for them.
What do you mean?
Well, sometimes when people are in an emergency, they aren't able to think as clearly as they normally would. So they may think they need one thing, but really they need something else. So it's my job to be attentive enough to know what they need.
Wow. Did you know that you reflect God in the way that you do your job, Brittany? God is attentive. He hears his people, that's listening, and he responds with what they need. That's what you do.
Yes, and your callers are a lot like us. Sometimes what we think we need and what God knows we need are not the same thing.
But because we know that God is good, he is what's best and does what's best, we can trust him to respond with exactly what we need.
It's very kind of you to say that I reflect God in the way I do my job. And this is why attentive is an attribute of God that is communicable. God's people can also be attentive. Now, God can be attentive to all people at the same time. We definitely can't do that. But we can be attentive with those God puts in our path.
I'm so glad that God is attentive. And I'm so glad people like you are on the other end of the phone in an emergency. Brittany, thanks so much for joining us and sharing what you know.
Of course. Remember, I'm only a phone call away if you ever need me again.
Our story today comes from the Bible. The Bible is God's true word. It is from God and about God, and it is true. So let's pray and ask God to help us listen and understand his word. Dear God, thank you for your word. And thank you for Jesus, who is the truth, and for the Holy Spirit, who helps us understand who you are and what you have done. In Jesus' name, amen.
Today, we're learning how God is attentive. He hears and responds to his people.
In the Old Testament, God often spoke through the prophets. Prophets are people who speak on behalf of God. God speaks to the prophet, and the prophet speaks to the people.
In the time of King Ahab, God used Elijah to speak to his people, the Israelites. King Ahab was evil, didn't love God, and worshiped Baal, a false god.
As a punishment for the sin of Ahab, God decided he was going to send a drought. A drought is when there is no rain at all. Things like flowers and plants and grass need water to survive. In a drought, those things dry up and die.
Let's get an even closer look at what God told Elijah to say to King Ahab by reading from the Bible. If you're at home, open up your Bible with me. Our story today can be found in the Old Testament, the book of 1 Kings, chapter 17, verse 1. I'll give you a moment to find it. 1 Kings 17, verse 1. Remember, it's okay to ask for help if you need it. And if you don't have a Bible with you right now, that's okay too. You can just listen closely. Okay, is everyone ready? 1 Kings chapter 17, verse 1 says, "As the Lord, the God of Israel, lives, before whom I stand, there shall be neither dew nor rain these years, except by my word.
Did you hear that? God is using Elijah to speak to the king. God is saying there will be no rain unless Elijah says so. And how do you think Elijah will know to say so? That's right. God will tell him. Elijah is listening for God to instruct him on what to do.
And God does. Next, God tells Elijah to hide himself from the king's anger by camping out next to a brook, where God will send ravens to feed Elijah day and night. God will meet the needs of Elijah by feeding him and providing him water from the brook.
Okay, I don't know if you just caught that, but we just got to see a lot of God's attributes in this one verse. God is provider. He meets Elijah's needs by giving him food. God is attentive. He hears and responds to his people. And God is good. He does what's best for Elijah and for his people. Amazing.
After a little while, because of the drought, the brook dried up. And God told Elijah to leave there and head to a town nearby. There, he told Elijah he would find a widow who would feed him. But when he got there, because of the drought, the widow had just a little bit of food left, hardly enough for her and her son.
Okay, let's keep reading from the Bible. 1 Kings 17, verses 12 through 16 says, "And she, the widow, said, 'As the Lord your God lives, I have nothing baked, only a handful of flour in a jar and a little oil in a jug. And now I am gathering a couple of sticks that I may go in and prepare it for myself and my son, that we may eat it and die.' And Elijah said to her, 'Do not fear. Go and do as you have said. But first make me a little cake and bring it to me. And afterward make something for yourself and for your son. And thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, the jar of flour shall not be spent, and the jug of oil shall not be empty until the day that the Lord sends rain upon the earth.' And she went and did as Elijah said, and she and her household ate for many days. The jar of flour was not spent, neither did the jug of oil become empty, according to the word of the Lord that he spoke by Elijah."
Wow! Elijah was used by God to attend to the needs of a widow and her son. God knew what she needed, and he gave it to her. He kept her flour and her oil from being empty so that they could eat.
Sometimes in the Bible, God attends directly to the needs of his people, like how he fed Elijah with the ravens.
And other times, God uses his people to attend to the needs of others, like how he used Elijah to feed the widow and her son. Either way, God is attentive. He hears and responds to the cries of his people. God always knows what we need, and he is good to give it to us, just at the right time.
And just at the right time, God sent Jesus. Our greatest need is a Savior, because on our own, we can't save ourselves from our sin. But Jesus came to save sinners fully, freely, and forever. God heard the cries of his people for a rescuer, and he responded by sending Jesus. God is attentive.
Hey, parents, are you looking for an inspiring read for your little ones? Well, we've got something special for you. Introducing Kids in the Bible, a storybook Bible about God's children.
This new book by Caroline Saunders features a collection of 33 captivating stories from the Bible, all centered around kids, just like yours.
Ever wondered about the adventures of young Miriam, Samuel, or even a certain young Jesus? Kids in the Bible takes you on a journey through the lives of these remarkable children, showcasing how God's big plans unfold through even the smallest of us.
Each story is a treasure trove of courage, faith, and the boundless love of God. Whether it's a young warrior's bravery, or a girl who defies death, or the miraculous journey of a baby who changed the world forever, there's something for every young heart to connect with.
So parents, if you want your kids to discover the wonders of the Bible in a fun and engaging way, visit kidsandthebiblebook.com today.
Let your little ones be a part of God's special plan to bless the world.
You just heard God's word. Now let's play a game to see what you've learned. We call it 5 seconds.
Hold up. I got this.
5 second fly through review.
Whoa, nice. Our friend Brittany is back to play our game with us. Tell us how to play, Brittany.
All right. I'm going to ask you 4 questions and you'll have 5 seconds to think of the answer. When the timer runs out, let's shout out our answers together and see if you got it right.
Okay, everyone. Are you ready?
Here we go.
Okay, question number 1. Fill in the blank. An attribute tells us what someone or something is.
Like.
Question number 2. Fill in the blank. God is attentive. He hears and
responds
to the cries of his people. Question number 3. True or false? God is attentive to one person at a time.
False. God is attentive to all people, all at the same time.
Great. Last question. Question number 4. On the count of 3, shout out any of the attributes of God you remember from this season. 1, 2, 3.
Attentive. How did you do? Did you learn something new about God today from the Bible? Or were you reminded of something good, true, or beautiful that you already knew? Well, we hope so, but now it's time to live like it's true. This week, think of a way you can be attentive to someone. How can you listen like God listens? And how can you respond in a way that reflects God?
And as we finish up our time together, let's worship God through a song that reminds us of the attributes of God.
Our God is wise, generous, loving, and good, and changing. Creator, provider, holy, just, and glorious. Sovereign, compassionate, and merciful. Attentive and faithful. Almighty, worthy, refuge, our deliverer. Our God is wise, generous, loving, and good, and changing. Creator, provider, holy, just, and glorious. Sovereign, compassionate, and merciful. Attentive and faithful. Almighty, worthy, refuge, our deliverer. God is worthy. Only He deserves all glory. He is refuge. He is my place of safety. Deliverer. He rescues and redeems. We declare,
this is our faith, God.
Our God is wise, generous, loving, and good, and changing. Creator, provider, holy, just, and glorious. Sovereign, compassionate, and merciful. Attentive and faithful. Almighty, worthy, refuge, our deliverer. God is worthy. Only He deserves all glory. He is refuge. He is my place of safety. Deliverer. He rescues and redeems. We declare,
this is our faith, God.
God is worthy.
Thanks for listening to God's Big Story. Today's story was just one of the stories in the Bible, which is really just one big story about one big God.
And if you'd like to read more about how God is attentive, you can turn to 1 Kings chapter 17 anytime and read it together as a family, maybe over dinner. For more information or details about the show, be sure to check out this episode's description.
And tune in next time to God's Big Story. We'll see you again real soon.
Bye. Just a reminder that our friends over at Kaleidoscope are offering our listeners 10% off with the code BIGSTORY. That's all caps, Big Story.
That's right. And we put a link right in the show notes just for you. So head on over to readkaleidoscope.com and don't forget to use the discount code BIGSTORY.